The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. This is part two in a two-part episode. If you missed episode one, go back to the previous episode and check it out and then enjoy this episode number two.
So guys, gals, that feeling of, because here's what happens, and exactly what Marie articulated. We're busy all the time and we have a feeling in our gut. If we could just get some free time to work on our business as opposed to in it, then we could change things. But then deeper down a level that we don't want to look at, it's like, if I was honest with myself, if I did have the time, I would know what to do. So what happens, we kind of just lean into the busyness of the business. And then we do get free time. A, we've cleaned. So we are tired, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. And we kind of use that, I don't want to say an excuse because there's some reality to it of, I'm too tired to really dive into my business. But what you're saying is I'm too tired to really do the thinking to decide what I should do to work on my business. And if I was really honest, I don't even know if I thought about it real hard if I could do it. So we don't want to get into any of that like dark cave. So we just, well, I'll go, I got cleaning tomorrow, or this employee called pissed off, or the car needs an oil change. And we can kind of just do that until you get some freaking help. And I want to encourage you guys, gals, with the number side of it. I get it. I've been there. It can be super confusing. And without any judgment of my fellow coaches, because there's some great people out there. If you don't understand your numbers after working with a coach, either you're not coachable, which is on you, or you got a bad coach. That's really important. And I want to encourage you. It's not tricky. It's not hard. You don't need an accounting degree. You have to add, subtract, multiply, divide. That's it. And maybe use percentages a little bit, like 80% or 50%. That's literally it. Sorry, Marie, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say they never even asked about any of my numbers. So, you know, how can I get any coaching when they don't understand where I'm at with my business? So that's what I understand now, that that's probably when it went, where it went wrong before.
And that's a good, again, I want to, not here to bash another coach, but if you are looking for a coach, that might be a question you ask, is like, how do you help me with my numbers? And make sure they either A, have a plan, and B, can communicate in a way that's makes sense. The other frustration. So there's two extremes. One, Marie just said, they just ignore it, which that's obviously a problem. The other extreme is, we'll have accountants that they'll, people say, my least favorite thing to hear from a prospective client or certainly a client is, oh, my accountant handles that. When I ask a very simple question, like, what was your profit last month? Oh, I don't know, my accountant handles that. I was like, no, they do not. You are in charge here. You know, if I'm like, what was your internet expense for 2021? That my accountant handles that, completely appropriate response. What was your profit for last month? A number is the, if you're like, I don't know, my accountant handles that. What are you talking about? Your profit for you? You handle that. Your accountant just, they're just, so if you, the two mistakes are, I don't do anything. Someone else handles that. Or I've got a coach who won't talk to me about numbers, which in business is a problem. Life coach, maybe fine. But the business coach, come on now. Or the other side is they get too, they use complex words and they don't simplify it. And they try and make you feel dumb, or maybe that's not their intent, but they are more interested in feeling smart than they are in you getting it. So make sure whoever you work with, anytime it comes to a business coach, A, that they're going to talk to you about your numbers, B, they know what they're talking about, and equally important, they can share it in a way that doesn't make you feel dumb, or they don't talk down to you. They just be like, yeah, I was dumb too. Like, you know how I got good at all this stuff? It wasn't accounting school. I asked a lot of stupid questions to smart people, and many of them, not all of them, many of them were kind and helped me out and answered in a way I could understand. Some try to make me feel stupid, but moving on. So just want to encourage you in any coaching, right? Like, you need someone that you can, they talk to you, like, I get it. And this person's for me, and they're not trying to make me look stupid or make themselves look smart. They're really just trying to help. Okay. Really helpful. So the big three things before we move on to life changing, because I want, that's really what you guys are here for. You're not here to sell cars or hire employees or quit cleaning. You're here to make some money and build a thing and live your dream. But the three things I heard from Marie is she moved from not being crystal clear on the quantity of employees that she needed to being crystal clear on the quantity. And it was, spoiler alert, it is probably more than you need or more than you think you need. And then she definitely understood the quality of the warm body and how to get a real team member as opposed to just some chucklehead that can fog a mirror that says, I'll show up. That was one. Two, and the cars aren't a big deal unless you own them. That's a big deal. But for that one is more the coachability, right? The more like, and I like that she wasn't dumbly just, well, Mike said it, I'll do it. She's like, I did the math. So there's a hybrid of, I'm a little concerned about this, so I'm going to look a little harder. And by golly, it worked out and it was scary emotionally, but I'm doing it and I'm excited about doing it. So again, for those of you who have cars, yeah, you probably want to sell them. But for those of you that you don't, it's really the taking the coaching and doing the work, even when it's hard and scary. And then the third thing was same with the numbers. A lot of it, it's not hard. It's just people are afraid of it and they've tried it and they haven't gotten the help that they need, or the help they need was an accountant that really just wanted to do it for them and didn't want to explain. And just getting that help is, and knowing I'm not stupid, I can do this, really solid. Okay. So how is your life different? That's the important stuff. Money, time, business, emotions. How are you experiencing? You hated the business. Talk to us now.
Yeah, I hated the business. I hated having to drop off my son at the bus stop with the neighbors because I had to run to go clean. You know, I had to be there at 9 a.m. So now I just take my time in the morning. I spend the time with my son. I drop him off at the school bus when the bus comes, and I don't have to go clean. I come back either to my office here, or I go, you know, check on my cleaners out in the field, or I go see a new client. But I really have the time to work on all those goals that I've set for myself. And I have a clear outline from you how to get there. So I don't feel overwhelmed because I have to go clean and then I'm going to have to do it in the afternoon or at night when my son goes to bed. I have the time to work on the things that I want to work on during the time that are my business hours. And when my business hours are over, I don't have to work anymore. And sometimes I don't work, you know, sometimes I just go to the gym and I stop feeling guilty about not working every day, you know, 9 to 5, because that's what's expected of me or that my employees expected of me. They don't anymore. I don't, half the time I don't show up in my cleaning uniform, you know, sometimes I wear it just because I go clean, I go see a new client and just want to have our uniform on, but I don't go and clean. They don't expect me to show up and clean with them anymore. So just being able to kind of be in control of my time, not being, you know, on the schedule, like before where I had to be at a specific house at a specific time because I had to go clean and then I had to go clean another one. And because I was cleaning all day long, I had to go see new clients' homes in the afternoon after I was done. And then I had to reply to all the emails in the evening because I didn't have time during the day because I was cleaning all day. Now I get it all done, you know, in the time that I have in the morning. And if I get it all done and I just don't feel like doing anything else, I just go do my own thing. And then, of course, I spend some time, you know, on the calls with you and Suzanne and with the community, which has also been great. Just meeting the people that are in your program and having that community has been fantastic. I've connected with many of them, and we've had some Zoom calls and phone calls and chats about, you know, about our businesses. And it's just good to have that circle of people that are going through the same thing, but are also as committed as I am to bettering their business. Because before I was a part of a lot of, you know, Facebook groups where a lot of people give a lot of different advice when you have 15, 20, 30,000 people in a group, but they're not really clear on where they're going. Kind of like I wasn't, I don't want to take their advice anymore. You know,
it's like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah. So I kind of blocked all that off. I'm only focusing on this. I'm focusing on this community, and it's just been so, so great for me. It's given me most of my freedom back. I know I still have some work to do. I mean, it's only been 7 weeks. I'm not cleaning, but I'm not a millionaire yet, you know, but I'm hoping to continue to implement all these changes and eventually, you know, hire all the positions that we've talked about and be able to step away from my business for the most part.
Yeah. And that just because of where the freedom that you have now, it's totally up to you, right? If you're like, I don't really want to work much. Great. That might take 3 or 4 or 5, 6 months. And if you're like, no, I want to knock this all out and just keep working crazy for a month, it'll be done in a month.
Real quick, Cleaning Nation, if you can think about how you found out about this podcast, maybe a tweet, a Facebook message, iTunes search, some sort of Instagram post, the only way we grow is word of mouth. We don't do paid ads. We don't run ads. You are it. The only ask I have is if you're getting value, share the love. However you found out about this, if it's a review or post, whatever it is, do that. Pay it forward so the next cleaning company owner can change their life as well. Back to the show.
So one of the cool things that you mentioned was, you know, hey, some of the times on training, it's funny, I would say at our next level, many of those people spend half the time they spend working in the training with the other people. Like, they train that much? It's like, no, they work that little. They work like 6 hours a week and 2 or 3 hours is the training. But again, I think it was Abraham Lincoln that said, you know, if you gave me 10 hours to cut down a tree, I'm going to spend 9 hours sharpening my saw and 1 hour swinging the axe. It's like, yeah, that there's a reason for that. All right. So we'll just sum up with some brass tacks if we can on the time to the best of your ability. How many hours a week do you think you were working in and on your business before versus how many now? And kind of give the quality of, you know, because even if it's like, I know it's less, but even if it was 30 and 30, but I hated it and loved it, to me, that makes a difference. And then second, you don't have to share income, but just percentage increase, decrease, or stay the same. So you don't have to be like, I was making 10 grand, I'm making 12, but you know, like 20% up, 10% down, or stay this, you know, so time before and after and profit before and after to the best of your, you know, ability to know.
So time before, I was working probably 50 to 60 hours in and on the business. And now I am working probably 20, 25 hours a week.
Well, right, here's the deal. Where are we at? We're June 6th. Let's have you back like September, 90 days from now. I'll bet you we get you to like 5.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, cool. Beautiful. And that's been, and also hopefully the 60, 50, 60 was 80% of that was work I did not enjoy. And hopefully the 20 or 30 or 25 or whatever you said, hopefully 80% of that is work I do enjoy. Cause that to me, I don't mind the 50 or 60 hours. If it's something I enjoy doing, you know, like I don't, that week, that 3-day event we had, I'm sure I worked 50 hours that week, but I freaking, and do you count going to dinner and all the silliness and all that, you know, whatever, but I'll do that every time. But if you're like crack, you know, crack rocks in the sun for 3 hours a day, you know, for only 9 hours. I'm like, oh, I don't want that. So the quality. Yeah. How's your
quality has changed? Definitely. I stopped cleaning about a month ago. I think it's been a month since I've cleaned a house for the last time.
Giddy up. So 2 or 3 weeks after you came back from the event, you're still doing a little. That's how long it took. Beautiful.
I did very little after I came back. I did maybe 2 days a week of cleaning, but yeah, it's been a month that I stopped completely. So all I do now is the work that I want to do because I want to move my business forward. It's not, I mean, I don't love all the tasks. Eventually I would like to hire, you know, a scheduler. I don't love
staring eventually, at the schedule. We'll talk about that Thursday. Like by eventually be like this before the event, like in the next week. Let's get that going. Okay, go ahead.
Scheduling is not my favorite thing to do, but it's still better than cleaning.
Yes. And it's no one's favorite thing. And it's so much, once you, it's same thing as cleaning, by the way. Once you get out, you're like, it was harder than maybe I thought in some regards, but in a lot of ways, like, why didn't I do that earlier? So much easier than cleaning. Hiring a schedule would be the same thing. Once right now it seems scary, whatever. Once you do it, you're like, well, crap. I could have done that a long time ago. Anyway. Okay. So quality's better. We're still doing some things we don't love, but no cleaning, which we really didn't love. And sounds like time got cut in half. So from 50 to 60 to 20 to 25.
Beautiful. And at least it's like during the day. And then I have my afternoon back to myself, you know?
Yeah. And so there's more of like, cause another thing, if I have to do what you want me to do and I don't love the work, it's like, can I pick the hours at least? And if I get to choose when I work and when I don't, that makes a big deal. And if you want to go take a vacation, your income should not be affected at all. You just, you know, we're going to hang out in Seattle with the group in 2 weeks and the checks will just keep coming regardless of what you're doing. Sexy. Okay. Talk to us about money. Cause again, obviously you hired employees and don't count the income from the cars. Cause that could be a cheap, like, oh, I made 30 grand. Like,
I haven't sold them yet. I'm selling them this weekend.
So even if you did, don't count that. Cause that's great. I mean, it's still money in your pocket. God bless you. But, I would count the money, not the one-time money if they were paid off, but I would count the expenses that are going to go away. Cause obviously, income same and payroll is probably higher because Marie's completely out of cleaning. That said, give me a best guess of percentage up, down, or stay the same.
Yes, payroll is higher, which is like after I ran that first payroll with 9 people on it and me out of pain, I'm like, whoa, like this.
Wait a second, hold changed. On.
Like, hold on a second. But I would say I was just looking at my spreadsheet before this call. Profit is the same right now, but I have increased some of our clients' prices and cut down the work. So we're doing less work for the same amount of money. And because most of my cleaners are kind of new, I was kind of waiting to train them, have a solid team that knows exactly what needs to be done and how before we ramp up the marketing again and start putting more new clients on the schedule. So I am expecting, you know, the revenues and profits to grow in the next couple of months, because now I feel like I finally do have a solid team and I don't feel like I have to go and clean myself. Before, I was a little bit afraid to actually gain new customers because I always thought I was going to have to go clean them. So I put marketing on pause for a while.
Super common.
Yeah. So now it's the same amount of profit with less work. And we're just working on gaining new clients now. That's the next focus.
So we're definitely going to have you on 3 months because you really laid a foundation. I remember there's a high rise across from where I'm at, and there's a building there that was like, I don't know, 40, 50, 60,000 square feet. It was a big building. It took like a week to smash it down and make it flat. And then it took like a year for them to dig the freaking hole. And then to build this big 12-story building took less than the time it took to build the hole. So when they're smashing the building and building the hole, the foundation, and look and pour the concrete, oh my gosh, they're pouring concrete forever. It just takes forever. And that's what you've done. So you've got this beautiful foundation. You've got the hole, you've got the concrete. And now watching it go up will be simple because as soon as those cars are gone, that'll save you $500,000 a month. And that goes directly to profit, right? There's no expenses associated with that. It's just profit. B, you're absolutely right. When you raise prices and say, hey, I'm making the same amount with half the customers or 2/3 of the customers, we kind of naturally as business owners have equilibrium. So we're used to a revenue level or a headcount for customers, and it tends to fill back up to that pretty quickly, even without doing a bunch of marketing. We do a bunch of marketing to go faster, but it'll fill up certainly in the next 2 or 3 months. And not only are you out of cleaning, so you have time to work on your business if you so choose, you know what to do. So yeah, you've built a beautiful little foundation and the hole in the concrete, and it's going to, as long as you keep being as coachable and diligent, if you have been in 3 months, I bet you, I'd have to look at your P&L to be clear, but I bet you we could double your profit and cut your hours in half. So we'll timestamp this June 6th. We'll get you back in like 90 days. See if we can't double your profit and get you from the 20 or 25 hours you're working to like 5 or 10 hours. So that'll be a good fun goal. All right. Any closing words, Marie, for the peeps out there?
Closing words. I feel like I waited too long to reach out for help. I feel like a lot of people are probably thinking the same, that you have to be suffering a lot before you reach out for help. And I wish I had done it sooner. When you were saying that it's kind of like when your partner beats you up, you know, I waited until both my legs were broken.
Right before he went, wait a second, and wheeled yourself away.
Like, something's not working here. Let me reach out for help. I would not wait as long if I had to do it all over again.
I love that. And I would encourage you, Cleaning Nation, have a real conversation with yourself. If you've got that feeling that you've been afraid to verbalize to yourself or to even those around you, like, I hate my business. And if I can be so bold, sometimes it's like, because I hate my business so much, I'm starting to hate my life and I hate me a little. Like, I'm not trying to get deep, but it goes there. If you're there, certainly don't walk around. And I get the coping mechanism, right? If you just are miserable all day, that's not going to help. But allow that misery to go as deep as it needs to go to do something different, right? To get out of that relationship, to find a healthier place for yourself. So allow enough pain to get in to make the change. And once you've made the change, you know, like when we got to the event, I didn't yell at you the whole time about how stupid you were about dumb things. It's like, yeah, you're here. You're doing it. Like, we don't yell at the fat guy at the gym because he's at the gym. But if he's at home eating Pringles, we might have some encouragement to take a change. So definitely make a change. Anthony Robbins explains it really well in Awaken the Giant Within when he talks about every decision's been in a second. We feel like it takes, like for Marie, it's like it took 2 years or took 3 years, and it felt like it did. But really it was just her experiencing that pain for 2 or 3 years. And then the decision to go, I'm going to make a call and I'm going to get on a plane. And that was the thing, because really making the call, you said that was a hard part for you. Because once we spoke, you're like, oh, I have to be there. So it sounds like that decision was not even a hard one. And it's weird because if you go spending money to, and again, it was a mansion, we had a lot of fun. So there's, it's a little easy to write, but you know, forget all that, spending money to make a change and then get on a plane. And, you know, we got a single mom. So there's a kid, you know, it wasn't like you're just living and you got houses to clean. So it was expensive for you. I'm not talking about, I mean, obviously money, but it cost. Mm-hmm. And funnily, once you made the change to be like, I'm going to jump on a call with a guy who is going to talk to me for 30 minutes, was scarier than, yeah, I'm going to do that. So I want to encourage you, freaking make the change. And again, whether it's with us or somebody else, just that, you know, again, if it's a bad relationship, you think packing up your crap and leaving might be it. It might just be telling a girlfriend that, like, I need help. And that can be scarier. So if you're scared of going, I need help to whomever, well, just decide, which is going to be scarier? You getting the help I need? That's tough. I've been there. It sucks. You kind of swallow a bit of pride, or living the life that I'm living. And if living the life that you're living is less scary, keep doing that. But you don't have to. You can decide you want to change earlier. All right, Clean Nation, if you want some help, growmycleaningcompany.com. I don't think there's anything for sale there at all, but there's a ton of free crap to get some help. And if you do want help, just email. You know what? You can email me, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com. I don't think I give that out ever, but there you go. Check it out. We are here for you. And growmycleaningcompany.com. See you there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.